Let's go live to the White House this morning and correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, the president held a wide-ranging Fox News interview in which he said he's preparing written answers to Robert Mueller, but we still don't have a time frame, do we, on that?
Well, he had said last week he'd be submitting them this week. The president says he's completed the written answers to the questions from Robert Mueller, and he was really defensive that he was doing it, not his legal team. He says, you know, he was writing the answers, and as he told Chris Wallace of Fox, he says, it wasn't a big deal. They were very simple. Do you know why? I did nothing wrong. But he also did say he is likely to refuse to do an in-person interview with the special counsel. The president says they've wasted enough time on this.
Now, what does that mean for the future of this investigation?
We don't know. I mean, that's the big question, is once the president had submitted answers to these questions, what phase does that mean we're in? We don't know, because, of course, the special counsel's office has not provided any timelines or any regular updates on where things stand.
All right, the president also tweeting about Representative Adam Schiff from California, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, making his name, his six-letter name, sound like a four-letter word, right?
Yeah, we're not going to say that this early in the morning on the radio, but the president tweeting a scathing attack on Congressman Schiff with a new nickname, which the White House has not said whether or not that was a spelling error or an intentional tweet. But Adam Schiff is likely the House Intelligence Committee chairman once the Democrats take over. And he signaled that the Democrats are going to challenge the authority that Matt Whitaker has as the acting attorney general. This appointment, because he is suggesting it's unconstitutional, which is something that others in Washington have said, too, that you can't do this without Senate confirmation. Well, the president over the weekend in that interview said that Matt Whitaker has the authority to limit the Russia investigation, no matter what Democrats on the Hill are going to say. And Chris Wallace asked him if he would overrule Whitaker if he decided to rein things in. The president says, I'm not getting involved.
All right. Well, that tweet is still up, isn't it? So if it was a spelling error, if it was a spelling error, he's not backing away from it. Karen, thank you so much. That's Karen Travers live from the White House.